Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
Huss!
Hey, fans, this is Al Farrat Santos of the Grammy-nominated Otter Trail Singers and of IWR, asking you to continue to listen in to Dobashi Radio Takedown Network.com. Love it, brother.
Sasquatch Pro Wrestling.com.
Thank you for your great response. Please spread the word and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or any other podcast source. You can email us at lovelockforlife@gmail.com. That's with the number 4. Or call our Lovelock 24-hour hotline at 360-818-4000. If it's juicy enough, it may just make our show. You can go to our website for all of our links and contacts at www.DobashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. Enjoy the show. You are listening to Lovelock with your hosts, with their masters in bumping and PhD in life experiences, professional wrestlers Daifala Dabashi and Thunder Rosa. Welcome back. This is episode 7, and how is my partner in crime, Thunder Rosa? What you been up to this week?
Oh, my God. You really want me to tell you how I'm doing today?
Yes, I do.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm in this, like, boutique hotel in Texas, in Seguin, Texas, in a small town. We just had a show yesterday in Victoria, Texas, and I'm absolutely great. One of the guys is, like, a big fan of Thunder Rosa. So he just hooked me up with a cup of coffee and a delicious freaking chocolate pecan cupcake. Can I ask for more? Can I ask for more from wife?
That is awesome. No nitro coffee?
No, I wish I had nitro coffee because I have not been sleeping. And tomorrow I'm going to the East Coast, everybody. So if you are, we have listeners in the East Coast. Thunder Rosa and Holly that I'm having a tour for 3 weeks. We'll be in New Jersey and we'll be like doing some damage in that area. I'm so excited. My second time in New Jersey, but it will be my first time in New York. Never been in New York. I'm so excited. But I'm not excited because I'm not going to see my husband for 3 weeks again. So, yeah.
Wow. I'm sure you had a lot of making up to do when you got home.
No, I was sick, so...
Oh, no. Well,
yeah, it was kind of shitty.
So are you caught up with the time difference since you got back from Japan?
I'm sorry. Finally, yes. I finally feel better. I'm not a druggie. I was really tired last week. Like, they're very tired because, like, the week before, I was sleeping 2 hours, guys. It was pretty intense. 2 hours a day. I'm trying to survive.
Wow. I heard your hubby saying – that you were kicking his ass in the gym.
Oh, yeah. I think for our listeners, like, if you really love somebody and, like, you know, like, that person has, like, some problems or, like, is having issues, like, getting, you know, being motivated, like, we can be that motivation for them. And by them, it's, like, sometimes you just have to hold their hand and, like, get them started, you know. And for us, that's, like, that's what he did for me when I started wrestling, because we were both out of shape and we both started training and we both, like, motivated each other. You know, he lost almost 150 pounds the first time, you know.
That's
but,
awesome.
You know, and I lost 20 pounds. So for us, that's a very important, because it's not so much about how you look. It's about health. And it's about,
yes,
you know, longevity. And, you know, we're not getting any younger. So definitely we're taking care of each other. But, yeah, I kicked his ass. It was kind of cute when he was, like, lifting weights and he was like, "Whoa!" I was laughing. I'm sorry. I mean,
I got something. That's awesome. All I got going on there. You were on Sign Guy's wrestling show a while back, Turnbuckle Turmoil, and
He's a ref slash wrestler, and he wants to confront me on some stuff, and he's looking for a promotion to do that in. So I'll keep everyone posted on that, and it's going to be pretty interesting, if you know what I mean. So,
damn.
I don't. Wow. Well, you know, we have our big episode, Insecurities, and I know we have some lists. I got some a list. I got right here, I got a list of five things men are insecure about that women won't even notice. So I thought I'd go through this list. Since, you know, Thunder Rosa, you're an attractive woman. Some may even say you're a sex symbol. I just want to read these to you and give your honest opinion. So you down for that?
Yeah, I'm drinking my coffee and eating my cupcake. I'm ready.
What kind of cupcake?
It's chocolate pecan cupcake. I don't know. It was like a surprise. Like, I want to thank Martin. He's from Seguin. Thank you for the cupcake and the coffee. He's been hooking me up with coffee all day, so he's in my on my nice list right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, real quick, I took my son. There's a new Cheesecake Factory in town, so me and my son went, and I had a big-time cheat day yesterday, and I had a tiramisu cheesecake, and it was the bomb.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds like it.
It was. It was really good. Really good. I was like, But okay. Right here it says, five things men are insecure about that women won't even notice. And it says right here, although women are known to strive for smaller figures and longer legs, men are equally insecure about their own bodies and features that interact with the opposite gender. Although men can lose their cool and overall confidence over a few flaws, women often and able to notice their physical imperfections. For these average males, these are few insecurities that are most common but easily go unnoticed by women. So it says the first one, physique. You may assume that women are looking just as closely at your body as you are looking at theirs, but women are not as visual as men and often do not give it a second thought. Women are much more interested in your personality, maturity, and what you do for a living rather than how you define your abs. So what do you think? What's your opinion?
The physique, you know, I have all, like, guys, the guy friends here in the business, and like you see them and they're like very attractive. Like they have everything, but they still see themselves as not attractive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which I found it crazy, you know, and that's when I noticed when they're like douchebags.
What's that? What'd you say now? What about douchebags?
They're actual douchebaggies with like girls and stuff because they're so insecure about their bodies, you know. And once I got to know them, I was like, that's what, you're a douchebag.
What do you think? So, do women, okay, as yourself, say you were single and, you know, you weren't married. Mm-hmm. Would the body, the physical be like a main thing? Would that be like a deal breaker or?
Honestly, when I was young, my boyfriends were like 200 pounds bigger than me.
Were they fit or just average or?
No, they were like big. You cannot.
Like muscular?
No.
Oh, okay, just big.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, people will be like, what in the world? No, actually, they didn't say what in the world. They will be like, what the fuck are you doing with that person?
That was
the reaction I got.
Now, what draws you to big men like that?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly think, I personally didn't think of myself very highly, like my personal appearance. You know, I thought I was pretty, but I never thought I was pretty enough. You know, or I wouldn't be able to get somebody, you know, too good looking because, you know, how I look. I've always been a very thin girl.
Uh-huh.
I was thin, you know. I was like 114, 118 pounds for the longest. So that's pretty small. And, you know, in my culture, like, they like curvy girls. They like girls that have boobs. They like girls that have butts. I had a butt, but I didn't have boobs. And, like, you know, people used to make fun of me for that for a long time. So I grew insecure about that, you know. And I think a lot of women, we grow insecure because people feed bullshit into our minds, you know, and we don't appreciate there are real beauty. So I saw when I was with these guys, I saw like the real beauty, the inside beauty in them. And that's how I always like took it as, you know.
Gotcha. Is your computer on as you're talking?
No, I'm like in a hotel and there's like.
Okay. I hear a little backbeat, so. But it's okay. Okay. Number two, hairline. You may notice your hairline gradually receding over the years, but it isn't a deal breaker when it comes to finding true love. Women are attracted to your facial features and how you treat them rather than if your hair is thinning. Some of the leading men in Hollywood suffer from they have thinning hair but manage to maintain their physical appearances simply by shaving their head every few weeks. And what you think about that?
That's true. I mean, when you're young and then you have like a full thing of hair,
mm-hmm.
and like you look beautiful in the pictures, you know, and then you start getting older and you start getting like seeing patches in your head. I mean,
right.
Yeah, of course you're going to get like, you know, self-conscious. But,
I mean, do women really notice that or? On here, on this,
yeah.
This.
Well, when you're with somebody for a long time, yeah, you notice. You're like, oh, you're kind of getting bald, you know. And if you're
like me,
and then you're like, tell people, like, yeah, that's a sign that you're getting old, you know.
Right. Well, so,
but what I'm saying is,
say if you weren't with that guy, and you just saw this guy, he had thinning hair and he shaved it. The guy's feeling insecure about it. Should he feel insecure about it?
I think after you shave it, no.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's hair. Hair is hair. You know, I mean,
guys,
if you're not putting like, those fake things on your head, then, yeah. That's like, damn.
Thank God, you know, knock on wood, I still got a full head of hair. So I always said if I was ever going to get bald or something, I'm not going to do it no comb over. I'm just going to shave it off. But, all right, chest hair. What
Embrace
do you think about
it, brother.
Chest hair? Yeah. Well, okay, how about chest hair? Do you like it when it's
I personally don't like chest. I don't like hair on men. Sorry. Sorry, guys,
nope.
If you're hairy.
So is that a deal breaker?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Number four, butts. Although women may be all about their own butts, they don't give much thought to the derriere of a male. Focus on developing your personality and maintaining your hygiene. For that right girl.
I like girls. I like guys with big butts. Like muscular butts. And muscular legs.
Muscular.
That's me, but yeah. Yay.
All right. Well, how about hands? If a male has dainty hands and looks feminine, it could cause them to feel insecure or less masculine. Fortunately, women are more interested in the face and how much a man can make them laugh rather than structure their fingers and arms. Is that any true to that?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I like guys with nice hands, soft hands. My husband has soft hands.
Okay. All right, well, that was all five. So.
That's interesting. But, yes, I mean, I've heard of guys who are like, dude, I have small ass hands. And it's cool, you know, I'm not like... I was going to say something else, but probably I will get banned from my home, so I'm not going to say anything.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. You've already been gone from home long enough.
I'm all right. Okay, then we have how guys have insecurities. We have, you know, the seven typical insecurities. No, ten. It's actually ten insecurities.
Ten.
For girls. Ten, girl, ten. Like,
right.
We are more sensitive, okay?
Right.
The
ten princesses.
Thing girls feel insecure about that guys won't even notice. Okay, let's see. The first one is boobs. Are they too small? Are they too big? Whatever you think is of your breasts, they are yours, and you'd be better to like them. No man will be with a woman for her breasts alone. Besides, few men are as fixated on breasts as you may think.
Well, I'll tell you right
now.
Yeah, I'll tell you. My opinion is all my buddies, they've been breast men. Me, I was never that much of a breast man. I don't like them too big. I don't like them too small. I like them more than a handful is a waste, I guess. I mean, the boobs never been a deal breaker to me. So, yeah.
You're a good man. I have some friends that were like, nah, bro, she got no boobs. I don't go out with her. But, I mean, then at the end of the day, they're just like, well, you know, I'm not going to, like, you know, do anything with the boobs. So, I kind of pass.
Wow.
That. I mean, we're being real. I'm being real, you know. Like, I hang out, like, most of my friends are guys, and they're very honest with me. Because I get, you know, like how I'll tell you guys here, we give a lot, I give them a lot of advice, and they know that I will come out, like, I'm very open, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm very real. And, you know, that's one thing, I'm like, man, come on. Especially when they're like, if she has no boobs, I don't date her. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I'll tell you, though, I've seen a couple women where they didn't have no boobs. I mean, they were like 12-year-old boy flat, you know, and I probably wouldn't date them. I couldn't, but I'm really... You know, it don't have to be overly big. They, you know, as long as they have something, you know. But
gosh.
I don't know. I guess I'm getting older, and I guess I'm more about the personality.
You better be more about the personality, honey. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I paid my dues. I paid my dues big time.
Okay, the next one is cellulite. Cellulite, we are indeed very, very conscious about our skin imperfections. So, you know.
Yeah, cellulite,
like
that means... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm going to say cellulite. If she got cellulite, that means more junk in the trunk, and that's even better.
Oh, my God, you're out of pocket. All right, the next one. Is weight. I think this is like, I think it would probably be for men, for women, but you know, for women is more, you know, it's both ways. It's either if you think you're too fat or if you think you're too skinny, like you will feel
right.
Insecure about it. Yeah. So, I guess like now they're doing more, in general, there's like a movement to love yourself as you are, big or small. So I think it's changing a little bit, but I feel like, you know, that's one thing that we have a lot of insecurities. Like I even said, I had a lot of insecurities about my weight for a long time.
Yeah, as long as the girl.
Yep.
Oh,
ahead.
I'm sorry. Man, go ahead. You're on a roll.
No, 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 no.
No, I was going to say as for weight. I was going to say it for as long as the girl take care of herself and has good hygiene, you know, and a good
mm-hmm.
personality, that's all right with me.
Some people are not. They don't really like them tight and small. Some people like all kinds of girls.
Yeah.
But
there's some chubby chases out there.
Yep. They're right. There's another one. Moving along, there's another one, makeup. You know, guys don't really care about us wearing makeup. And sometimes they get very annoyed when we're like, take forever to put it on. So they rather, some of them like really like the girls' like face, like their face wash, like nothing on. But, you know, like we become like, oh, no, I got to put makeup on before I go on the street. I got to look good. So, hey.
Mm.
Then number five, physical intimacy. Few of those among us who are certain about their bedroom expertise to an extent that they don't question their performance. But physical intimacy isn't so much about skill. It's about shared emotion. And it's showing your loved one exactly how much you love them. You don't have to be a pro to do this, and your guy won't expect it from you. Just be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, guys think all sex is good as long as they're not dead as a board. As long as they're not dead as a board, you know?
No. I will disagree with that, though.
What's that? What do you disagree about?
That guys will think that all sex is good. I don't think so. I mean, we all know that
you know, the purpose of having sex sometimes, having sex not making love.
Right, right.
Just
but I was saying,
you know,
a lot of guys, as long as a woman don't stay there as a board. But yeah, there is a difference. So there is a difference in having sex and making love. And, you know, I might lose my man card for this, but I actually like making love.
That's cute. That is so cute. So now you know, girls, he's a very intimate boy. He likes, I mean, he likes to make love.
Like so to make love.
You're single, right?
Yes, yes,
are
ma'am.
You available?
I'm available.
He is available, and he's a romantic man. So if you're looking for that, hit him up, Dobashi Radio. You guys all know where his Facebook is.
Yeah. Or just go to DobashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. You get all of our links, our merchandises, and all of our contacts and websites. And
yes,
buy Thunder Rosa's juicy calendar.
I only have like 4 left, so.
You better hurry up.
Get it.
Time's running out.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see the other one. I'm sorry. I'm like still sick. Sort of.
Uh-oh.
Style, guys. Like some, you know, girls. Are like,
oh, you forgot love.
That's kind of funny.
You forgot love.
What, love? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, like, that's, like, the one thing I was telling you. Like, people, a lot of women feel unworthy of having the love of some of the men, you know, because of their self-esteem. So that's why you date assholes. I'm sorry for my language, but, you know, and then, like, you get treated as you think you deserve to be treated. So.
Yep. And then they think, oh, they could change.
They ain't no gonna change. I'm sorry, girls. I'm sorry, boys. If you don't fall in love with a crazy woman, she will continue to be crazy until she dies.
Yep.
Legit.
Like I said,
unless
I paid my dues.
Yeah, I bet you did. Then we have number 8, brains. Relationships are not purely physical.
Oh, you
so
forgot style.
No, I did. I already said that.
Oh, okay. Okay. No,
yeah,
you went. You were going to say style,
way.
That I said for you forgot love. Then you went to love, and you read this love
yeah.
and self-esteem.
No, let's go for brains. That will mention style really briefly.
Okay,
relationship. Oh, I'm sorry. Unless you are parroting your superior mind, he won't give much thought to any intellectual inequalities. Granted, of course, that they are not really significant. If they are, however, your relationship is most likely doomed. Sorry about that. So if you, like, think that you're too dumb to date somebody, I guess that's what this is all about, you know. But I don't know. I like my men smart, though.
Do you know any
smart.
Men that don't want their women to be smarter than them?
No, but, like, I mean, my friends say that they like the girls to be, like, a little bit smart, you know.
Enough to cook and clean.
Well, that's
I'm just joking.
That's why I'm the perfect wife. I love to cook and clean. Clean, not so much, but
and
I
wrestle.
Clean very well. Wrestle, and I'm smart, so. Hey. Sorry, guys. I'm taken.
Man, trifecta.
Opposition.
Yep.
Some girls are terrified of arguing with their boo, thinking that men are happiest when their girlfriends always agree. He won't notice it for a while, but sooner or later he will sense that there is something wrong. You can spend years and years agreeing with everything another person says and does. Can you speak your mind? He won't leave you for this. Whoa, I don't know about that.
Oh, well, I got a story about that. I dated this girl years back. She, you know, I don't mind the girl to be feisty and tell me her mind. And no matter what I said or no matter what I asked to do, okay, whatever you want, okay. It just got terrible. And I was like, I finally said, you know, why do you always agree with me? I guess, I don't know what was up. I ended up getting up with her. Couldn't handle it. I mean, every little thing, it was like, and she's lucky I didn't, you know what I'm saying? You know, guys would like to abuse that and take advantage of that. And I was just like, come on. What do you like to eat? I don't know. Are you happy? Yeah. What do you want to watch for TV? I don't know. Whatever you want. Like, geez.
You know, I mean, that's I see your point. you know. But I think it's like it comes down to like the delivery, you know, like because I am very like strong-minded, and then when I like something, I voice my opinion about it. But sometimes I voice it in a way where like it rubs people the wrong way, and that includes my partner, you know. So I have to like watch how they say things because he knows I will always have something to say. But because once you're like in a relationship for a long time and you kind of know each other very well, then you know what the other person, how like the other person's triggers. And if you say something, you know there's going to spark a fight. But that's why you're like,
you gotta be
sensitive of what you say. Like opposition is good because this is a good part of communication. Because this is what, you know, this is how you communicate, you know. Like, when you don't like something, you need to let them know. Because I think that's one of the reasons why when you're stuck in a relationship and you're very unhappy, because you don't know how to express your unhappiness. Because you don't want to have a fight. Because you don't want to have an argument. And arguments are healthy sometimes, you know. But, you know, everybody's different.
I read somewhere, too, that if a couple never argues and always quiet, there's something wrong there. Some deep issues there.
You bottling things up. Like that's well, I was talking to this gentleman in the airplane talking about that. We were coming from Japan, and he mentioned that he was dating a Japanese lady, somebody that was born and raised in Japan. And one of the issues that he had, and he wasn't able to continue with the relationship, was precisely
because
he wasn't able to, express her her feelings and her disagreements with him. And then bottling up. They will never argue until, like, it was an explosion, and it was just, like, they couldn't save their relationship. And I heard that very often in different cultures because that's how they are. Like, they don't talk about it. Okay, let's move to the next one.
Constant
comparison. Maybe he was happier with his ex. Maybe he will be happier with your best friend because he sees those more beautiful, et cetera. Comparison between you and other women can ruin your relationship. They fuel every single insecurity and can turn into a suspicious monster. Don't compare yourself to others. You are who you are, and you and your boyfriend loves you. If he wanted your best friend, he'll probably be in with her after all, but he is not, so stop worrying about it.
No, I agree with that. All right.
You got mail. Mail. You got mail.
I had to play this real quick.
Mail.
We apologize. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Thunder Rosa, it's time for some emails. Take your pick.
Yeah.
Which one you want to start first?
I'm not the one. DC is asking for help. She said.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I'm dating this guy, and he wants to take it to the next level. He does everything right. Everything I am looking for in a man. But I'm scared. Last time I fell in love, I was hurt very bad. But I don't know what to lose. I don't want to lose him. I'm very insecure, even though he makes me feel like a queen. So, what should I do to handle the situation?
What do you think, Thunder Rosa?
I mean, this guy is probably different than the other guy. I think you just have to give him a chance. I mean, when you're in love or you want to fall in love, you have to take risks. And the risk is to be hurt again or to, like, you know, not be hurt. So if you see any, like, red flags with him that, you know, things that were similar to your old relationship, I will say stay away from it. But if he is completely different than this other guy, and you guys been dating for more than 6 months, I think she should just go for it.
Yep, I agree. Just let him just go for it. Yeah, she said right there he's done everything right. So what the heck?
Yeah, girl, don't think too much. Sometimes we overthink things because we're scared, you know. But you never know.
If she kicks him to the curb, she might be, you know, sitting around 5 years from now. What if? And that's going to eat her up.
Yeah, definitely. So DC, do your thing, girl. Don't be afraid of loving.
Yeah, don't. Thunder Rosa said, don't be afraid. All right, I got one here.
Next.
This is from Jason. Okay. Is it fishy if a girl I haven't... Okay, wait. Is it fishy if a girl I...
haven't been for a while will not friend me on Facebook?
Oh, he must... That don't make sense. He must have been sick, isn't it? Is it fishy? He must be saying is it fishy if he's been with a girl and she will not friend him on Facebook and she is on a lot. I think it is. What's your opinion? I say drop the bitch.
Some people don't like to have their boyfriends there. It's kind of funny. But I think if you're in a relationship, you've got to give them especially now. Nowadays, right? You gotta give them the respect. Like I will say, you know, if you don't have nothing to hide, you should accept them as a friend.
I tell them trust is gut instinct, because if she could have guy friends in there and she's supposed to be my girl and I'm supposed to be the ultimate best friend, she better have me on the Facebook. If not, she better, you know, don't have one. I don't know. That's not cool. I think that's disrespectful, but that's the guy point of view.
Facebook drama. If she doesn't make it official on Facebook, ain't official, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's great. Not official.
Wait,
oh, you okay?
One.
Are you choking?
Yeah. Well, I'm in Jersey right now. It's like 10 degrees right now, and it's not outside, so
oh,
I'm always
chill.
Okay, I have this Pete from LA. Tell us that he really liked our show. Thank you very much, Pete. And he's very entertaining.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to read what he said. I found out about this girl. I really dig her. We have been talking for about a month now. What should I do for the first date? Any suggestions?
Go ahead.
I don't know what he likes. I mean, if they take me out on a date, I will like, first of all, to go like a sports kind of thing or like games, something fun, you know, you can like create memories. And then maybe like dinner so you can talk. I think dinner's hard to learn because you see like the other person's dinner.
Don't take her to a movie on the first date because you can't talk and get to know the person now.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, or even maybe like if there's a waterfront or something, go eat and walk with her at the waterfront. Then if it's a little chilly, you could put your arm around her and keep her warm, or give her your coat to be a gentleman. Damn! Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, do something that it will be not too super intimate, unless you you want to take her to bed on the first date. You know,
but you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to date a girl. You don't want to have. You know.
You know. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Man, that's.
But I don't know. I never like dated like that. You know. I don't know. Like, you know, I've been in that relationship for like 10 years. I don't really know. But no. Like, find out what she likes. You know, the same with her. Like, she will find out what you like. Be yourself and. Just enjoy yourself, like dinner, or like ask her what she likes, like legit. Like, she likes to go to not a concert, but if she likes to go to like Dave & Buster's or like to pool, like bowling, or an event, and where you and her, like she will be the focus of the attention. You know, she's playing, oh, you play really well. Like, you know, make her feel good, make her feel wanted. And she's like, oh my God, you know, I think that's a really good way to start.
Well, here's a secret. My grandma told me, rest in peace. She always told me, a good woman, if you know, I always open up the door and stuff, you know, let the woman in. And if she unlocks your door when you get to the other side, that's a sign of a good woman.
I'm a dick. Then.
What's that?
I'm a dick. I never open the door.
Well, maybe Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa could be the No, not open the door, but unlock it. You know, lift the latch while you're inside, while the guy's walking over. You don't unlatch it. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays it's kind of hard because it's all automatic, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. All right. There's a couple ones, like there's like pickup lines, but we can read them later.
Okay.
And there's like one suggestion that I will like to bring. This is actually a really good topic for us to talk about.
Okay, go for it.
The next one says, okay, I came across your show when I came across the Debashi Radio Station Network website. This is coming from Duke. I think his name is Duke. No, Daisy. Okay, I'm a 46-year-old, divorced, hardworking, middle-class woman. I spend most of my time working and involved in, with my two grown children. About a year ago, I started dating. He's 51 and helpful. He and claims he's madly in love with me and appreciates the opportunity for a wholesome life. Occasionally, I catch him staring at other women's butts. He bothers me a bit. Last week, our family went camping. At least a dozen times, I saw him positioning himself so he can stare at my 25-year-old daughter's behind. When we were packed up and ready to head home, she said she had to release herself and headed to the bushes. Instead of looking the other way as the rest of us did, my boyfriend stared and winked at her direction. I'm devastated and disgusted. Please give me your take on this. Is this normal or not? Thank you, Daisy. That's well said.
That's not normal. I would never, ever think of doing that. Especially going to relieve yourself and gawking at her daughter. Come on now. That's so untasteful.
Sister, I know you like this man, and I know you want to be loved and you want to feel loved by witnessing your God feeling, and you feel it. And you know it's not right, it's not right.
Yep, trust your gut instinct.
And,
dump them.
And honestly, if I was you, there's like really hard conversations to have. You gotta have the conversation. I saw you looking at my daughter's butt when she was doing this. What is going on in your head? Like, that is this. Express yourself. Feel. Use I statements too. How it makes you feel and how you think it's not appropriate. If he continues with this behavior, then it's time for him to go, because he's not going to change. Or maybe he's never going to change. But if you need to let him know how you feel, how he made you feel, how his actions make you feel. I think it's very, very important. I mean, you both are adults, you know. So,
yeah,
that's didn't talk about it.
You know, it's always good to talk it out, but guy's point of view, man, I'm just trying to put myself in the guy's shoes, especially in new in a relationship. You don't go gawking at someone else's butt, you know. I mean, I don't know. Okay, put it this way. I dated girls, and they didn't care if, you know. Okay, even if I was with a girl, if they were looking at another guy, good looking, you know. I mean, there's a way to look at them and not be disrespectful, you know. Like, oh, okay. But if you're sitting there gawking, come on now. The guy, yeah. The guy just messed up. But that's just my opinion.
That's our opinion. Like I said, we're not like experts in relationships. We're experts on like our own experiences. And I can tell you, like, maybe he has a fetish with butts, you know? And he loves butts and he likes people pooping. This is something real. I'm not, you know, no, I'm serious. Like, we talk about fetishes.
Right.
Maybe he
right,
has
right.
Daughter, like, come on, bro. Like, have some fucking respect. Sorry for my language, but this is your daughter. This is your, you know, your girlfriend's daughter, man. Like, come on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Well, the thing that really bugs me. Okay. Yeah, he looks like girl's butt. But what really bugged me is him just saying, oh, I'm going to go relieve myself over there, and then staring at the 25-year-old daughter. That's not cool.
No, it's not. It's not. It is not. So, girl, you got to you gotta talk about it. And if he denies it or anything, you know real well what's going on. But, you know, if he tells you he has a fetish and he can't control it, then you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, he's gonna keep doing that when your daughter's around. I mean, I don't think that's appropriate, to my personal opinion.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right. Thank you for sending your stuff.
What's that?
Yeah, thank you for sending out your email. That was really good.
Yeah, thank you, Daisy. That's wilted. Hopefully, you get rehydrated.
Oh, my iPad is not working. Siri being the EITCH. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
The next one, it says.
Okay. Okay, here's one. What's that?
Are you going to read the pull down from Frank the Trucker?
Oh, okay, I could do that one. I was going to read, okay, wait, let me find the Frank the Trucker. I was going to read that one about, for a topic. Okay, where's
the
okay.
No, we can read that up.
Okay, here's the one from Frank the Trucker. All I have to say, in a relationship, you need to both feel secure. I will just not work. Oh, okay, it will just not work, and if it does, you'll be torturing yourself. The best thing is to sit down and talk with each other and make things clear about everything from A to Z. That's what I did with my wife. Shoot. She would even let me go to a strip club, and she knows I am a flirt, but I would never stray. She likes it when I go. Oh, she likes it when I do go with the guys, because she knows when I get home, she better have that music playing, because she will be pole dancing on my pole.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And the same when she goes out with the girls. She comes home, I have the music playing, and she sets up my pole. That is love. Thank you. Keep your show up. Frank the Trucker.
Frank the Trucker.
Thank you, Frank.
You are a lucky man.
Yep, he seemed like he has it going on.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's thank Frank the Trucker's wife for being so saucy and juicy. And the same
juicy.
For
juicy. If I could play, if I was on the thing, I would be playing the soundtrack. Juicy. Then I could edit it in.
So I have this one from Jesus. Jesus sent us an email.
Jesus! Okay.
Okay. It says, I have a friend at work. He's very insecure because he just found out that on New Year's Day, his wife of 2.5 years was cheating on him. What added insult to injury, it was with another woman. So he felt he was less than a man for that. He is depressed and thinks he's the end of the world. His woman was everything to him. What should I tell him? I thought I gave you the saddest holiday story last week, but this one... But this one beat me. I guess the other one, that the dog died.
Yeah, the dog and the cat.
Yeah, man.
Well, hey, I would tell your friend, no matter, I don't know how many girlfriends this guy have or something, but just think, when you break up with a girl, you always think it's going to be the end of the world, but time heals all wounds, and then you'll find another one, and you'll forget about her, and then you'll get pissed off because you felt bad you lost her for her betraying you.
You know, this is a very tricky, situation because, you know, I mean, I know what he's, you know, coming from in terms of like, you know, she left it for a girl, but it's not, that's not you being, not being a man, like Jesus, Jesus, you can tell your friend that it's not him being not being a man, is like she had other interests, you know,
yep.
Which were not, she was not interested in a man, she was interested in a woman. That doesn't make him less of a man. It's just she was not secure about her sexuality, and she found out who she really likes and who she really wants, and that is a woman. You know, that is very painful indeed. Like, does not, you know, undermine that feeling. But your friend needs to understand too that, you know, he can get somebody, and he will be able to get somebody that will love him for who he is, and that's it, you know. So then this woman, it wasn't for him, period. And it was better that it happened now than instead of happening later on and continue to lie, and maybe, like, he caught her cheating with another woman, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not the best situation in the world, but, you know, maybe right now just, like, validate his feelings, like, really, you know, like I said, make him feel good about himself. And maybe also, like, tell him he might need to go to therapy, too. Like, this is like, traumatic. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, depending how long they went, he seemed like he was really hurt because he said he was really into her. So, yeah, counseling or something wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt.
Now, if you have access to that, I think it will be really good, you know, because, like, that will cause a lot of insecurities in him. And especially if they were married, you know, this is like, because you feel like you're a joke, you feel that people are, like, talking about you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, we're gonna have to really identify who he is and to, like, really find out, like, what he's worth. You know, sometimes you have to do self-work. But Jesus, you have a lot of work to do with your friends.
Yeah, just be a support, you know. You might just need someone to talk to and just have your earwax out of your ear and just listen, you know, and be sure you don't do nothing stupid.
Yeah, I think most important, especially now as the holidays just happened.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive, and, like, just be there for him. And I guess the most important part is validate his feelings and, you know, acknowledge that he is in a pretty difficult situation, and just be there for him. And if he's unsafe to himself, or he talks about more deeply, or if he falls in more depression, I think it's time for him to, like, seek some, like, help, expert.
Yeah. And I was going to say, thank God he found out right after the holidays, you know, on New Year's, you know, day. But what sucks, Valentine's coming up next month. That might be real hurtful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, so, hey, Seuss, you better be a good friend.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
All right. So we have Master Bumper. I think he likes us a lot. He sends us a lot of emails.
Yeah.
So Master Bumper says, your show is refreshing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So he states, I dated this model for a few years. She was smoking hot. She always put what I was driving down, always complaining something about me. She even complained about sex, but she wanted it all the time. Of course she was thirsty, baby. That's why she wanted it all the time. That made me very insecure. Then I came to realize she had all the insecurities. She didn't feel good about herself, so she wanted to bring me down to feel like her. People started to notice I wasn't happy. Go lucky self. It got to the point where I was walking on eggshells and I was trying to avoid her. Then my male ego started to kick in and I would still see her because I couldn't stand the thought of another man with her. Come on, man. After all, and said and done, the longer I was away from her, I realized I was happier and more focused and stress-free. The moral of the story is, if your other half doesn't show respect, get out. Don't waste your time. Now she is chasing me still to this day. I know I'm the man, and I don't need that. Master Bumper, representing the East Coast.
Yep, right on. Okay.
Good for you,
I
want to
read this. Yeah, good for you. I mean, that's good. That's good that he realized. I want to read this one. He goes,
go ahead.
I met this woman at my friend's New Year's Eve party. It was a friend of his wife. She was very attractive. We talked and chatted a little, and I finally got the nerve to ask her out.
She says, Timmy, you have three chances to give me your best pickup line. She said she had heard them all. And I said, okay. Number one, dang girl, are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but the feeling in my stomach is making me want to take you out. She laughed and just shook her head. She said, try again. So number two, you know, Dr. Phil says I'm afraid of commitment. Want to help prove him wrong? She just looked at me with a blank face. So I busted out with number three. What do you like for breakfast? She gave me her number. After the party, we went out to breakfast at 3 a.m. 5 days later, I made her breakfast in bed, and we are dating now. Happy New Year, the Dawn. You go, boy.
Nice. Nice.
You
go. Really good.
Yep. See. Okay, you already read the one Pete from L.A., correct?
The one?
What's that?
The what?
Pete from L.A.? You read that one, right?
Yeah. Let me see. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I did. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay.
Okay.
And then...
I have the 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay.
Which is Jasmine J's. She says, I think people need to realize you don't have to settle. If your partner doesn't treat you right, that is toxic and you need to let them go. If you love someone, one, you don't treat them like that. Two, you don't focus only on each other's flaws. That's really true. Three, you are supposed to bring them up, not down. And number four, yes, relationship takes work at times. But relationship, you should be growing, not suppressing. Have a great 2017, and thank you for what you're doing. What you do, JJ. It's true. Like, I was reading a book. It's called, let me go on my Kindle right now. I mean, I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I really like there's a preacher from Texas, Austin. You know who I'm talking about? Joel Austin?
Yeah, I think Dr. Yeah.
Well, he had one example of, like, one of the people that he counseled, right? And he was this couple, and, like, the couple will not focus on the positive. Like, the lady was always nagging about the husband. I mean, that's easy. You know what's not easy? Is to focus on the positive of the person.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, that's absolutely true. Like, when I was reading about this with JJ, it's like, it's true. Like, if you really love somebody, but the person is not that bad, I mean, he has, like, flaws or whatever, you gotta focus on the positive. Especially if you want to make it work.
Exactly. I think a lot of people focus on the negative and yeah. Well, here's a good juicy one. This is from PDQ.
Okay, you want to read that?
Okay. Thunder Rosa and Debashi, love your show. It makes me laugh, cry, and pass my time while on my long commute. I have some security issues. My boyfriend usually dates thinner model-looking women. I am a little chunky like Amy Schumer. I know he loves me, but he never holds my hand in public, say I am beautiful, or ever gives me compliments. He always treats me nice, and he is a gentleman. He works a lot, and we do have sex. I want more. Maybe because of my insecurity issues. I don't know. I have men give me compliments that are attractive. I don't know if they're being nice or just wants to get in my pants. I do like the attention. I do not want to stray. I love my husband. What should I do? She went from boyfriend to husband, but anyway.
Nope. This is cute. If he's your husband, you know, you should not be going stray. If you're not in an open relationship, I'm just saying. But if you do, I don't know. I mean, if you have any other issues with your boyfriend, or you just like, I mean, I understand how she feels, like she likes the attention, like getting positive feedback about how you look, like it's interesting. But if like the person is like talking to you, like texting you and like doing all the stuff and they want a date or invite you on a date, you know what to do. I think that it's for us, like I will say in Espanol, está de más. We don't need to tell you that you shouldn't be going out with these people, you know?
Yep.
I mean, if you're in a committed relationship, I don't think that's the best thing to do for your partner.
I think what you should do, if that is your husband, that is say, hey, this is how I feel. You can show me attention, like these guys. The compliments and let me attention. And I don't want, I don't want to stray. I love you. I need it from you, See how he acts. And if, I'm sure if he loves her, he's going to say, damn, I have to show my woman affection. And if he don't, time to leave.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that one.
Thank God I finally got something right. Thank you, Santa Rosa.
No, it's a good answer. It's a good answer.
serious note.
I mean, if you want some more attention, girl, if you want more attention and you're talking about sexual attention and your boyfriend is not giving to you and you don't want commitment,
Yeah. Exactly. I think, like I said, go to him, tell him what you're feeling. You got these guys gawking at you and you like it, but you love him and you want it from him. And if he loves you,
imagine if your girlfriend is like, like she's saying that she likes, let's see, he wants to be nice, he works a lot, and we do have sex, but I want more. Tell him, I want you to, ask me more, more times.
Exactly.
Maybe
she needs to grab him by the head. Maybe she needs to grab him by the hair and just, just take over.
Yeah, girl, just take it. I mean, what is he going to say? No, he says no. Just keep on trying.
If he does, maybe he's getting somewhere else.
Do it like Chris Brown. He doesn't care. If she needs to wake up in the morning, he'll fuck it back to sleep. Who cares?
Right.
What he says, man. I don't know.
What else we got?
Okay, we got this.
That one.
BC.
What's that? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, it says, woman needs to bow up and stop being pussy. So, if a man doesn't treat them right, leave him. That goes to the same for a man. Life is too short. I know it seems easy for me to say, but I was very insecure in my 10-year relationship. Family and friends all told me, stop letting him put you down. I had to hit rock bottom to realize he didn't respect me. I hit rock bottom when I met a guy who was very nice and almost cheated with him. This guy didn't know I was involved with someone. I had a talk with my boyfriend, and I told him that what had happened. He didn't care. He told me he wished I did so he could cheat. Right then and there, I left him. 2 years later, I married that guy I met. No, I am, and now I am in paradise. Baby, BC.
Oh, good job, BC.
Damn. I like that. The opening sentence, stop being pussies.
Yeah. Yep, and a happy ending. Happy ending.
Yeah.
I hear.
That's a pretty, very interesting story. Go ahead.
Okay, where's that one? Gosh.
I think we have the one pickup line and then the other one that's just about it. Then our next one.
Yeah. Go ahead. If you got it in front of you, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. It says, I have a couple New Year's pickup lines for you. I hope you two had a great holiday. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Have you had enough to drink? to think I'm beautiful yet? That's not. Let's bring in the year with a bang. I'm Mexican. I don't like this. I've got a podcast. Wanna be a noise maker? Whoa. Thank you so much.
Oh, all right. Well, here's one from Jelly. Here's some pickup lines. Pickup lines. Hopefully you like them. By the way, I love your show. In case you're interested, I've been doing Kegel exercises with 5 pound weights. You know what Kegel exercises are, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm like.
Okay. Is it raining in here, or are you just making me wet? And I think you must be an alien because you just abducted my heart. Aww.
Thank you, Jelly.
Yeah, Jelly.
I think that's our last one, right?
Yeah, then we had that one where I think that's what it was. Yeah, the one about the topic.
Yeah. Kim, the SF bartender, says, "Would you two do a show topic on age gap relationships? I really do not think there's a problem if they were over a certain age. Thank you, and I love this show. What do you think? We should do that as a topic for next week."
I think it would be good because there's a lot of different cultures that have a big age gap, and I know personally I think if they're over a certain age, I don't think it's really a big deal. It depends on their mental capacity, I think. I think it'd be interesting. What do you think? Should we do one?
Yeah, absolutely. Listeners, I want to say again, thank you for listening to our show. We had great emails this week. I hope you guys liked our show. And we would like to hear your stories. If you're in a relationship with somebody that's older, is younger than you, we would like to hear. We would like to hear like the reaction that you have with your parents, your family, culturally, and we probably like compare other cultures too. And we'll do a little research. Just like everything is different. Like in Mexico, it's kind of normal to like go out with people that are older than you.
Did people look down on that at all?
I don't know. No, not really. I mean, unless the person is like 30 years older than you, yeah, maybe.
Right. But I think that would be a good.
Yeah.
Oh, what was you about to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, I think this would be a real good concept. I think it's going to be a touchy one for some people, but, yeah, I think it'll be a good one. But how about if you think we just end this show now, Thunder Rosa?
Yes, guys, remember, be somebody's miracle, not their problem. Okay? Love each other. Love yourself. YOLO. Remember that. You only live once. Love yourself.
That's right. And don't forget to get all of our links, Thunder Rosa's links, my links, at DavashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. And I know there's only a few left. You better hurry up and get that Thunder Rosa juicy calendars. Maybe we'll do an episode on what did they do with your calendars.
I really don't want to know what they do on my calendar.
Okay, yeah. We'll ex-nay that one. I'm just trying to push the rest of your calendars. No, but...
No, I have 3 calendars left.
I get it. There's going to be collector's items. You're going to wish she had them so she could autograph them. And you get all of our T-shirts and all sorts of good stuff at DavashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. And for Thunder Rosa and myself, peace, love, and happiness.
Lovelock is a Say Saha Dynamite Productions.